You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
The year is 3129. Mankind is adrift in the stars. Giant spaceships hurtle the last of humanity towards their destiny, whatever it may be. Only one thing can keep them going and power these great ships, will feed the minds and spirits of these people. And that is the last brewing company to survive in the future, Circle Brewing. So great was their product that they indeed became the legendary Earth Brewers. But, you know, it's right now, 2018, or maybe 2019, depending on when you're listening to this. And you can get Circle Brewing right by going into Austin, by stopping into their brewery on Breaker Lane. Or you can get it in convenience stores where there's all sorts of good stuff. Martin, you're from the future. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, Austin is a city with no shortage of breweries, but this is some of the best I've ever had.
Well, there you go. You can't ask somebody who's going to give you a truer thing about beer than Mr. Martin Thomas, because he's an alcoholic.
Thousands of years ago, after the dinosaurs, but before Jurassic Park, the Earth was young and inhabited by the caveman. And in the primal stages of evolution, man has come to find that revenge is a dish best served on ice.
I don't even know where to start. Thousands of years after the dinosaurs left? Let's go with millions. Second of all, why don't you just end up with a dish best served cold?
Well, because
it worked better.
No, it's called the Iceman, so it's served on ice, eh?
Iceman,
eh?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, so we got Cretaceous, Mesozoic. Those are the only ones I know.
Oh, yeah, Jurassic. That's more than I know. I know that there's a long time between the death of the dinosaurs and the rise of man, but I don't know what prehistoric age is up top of my fucking head.
Yeah, well. I'm Bradley Martin, and I'm here with my buddy Alan, and we're going to review The Iceman. Now, Alan, would you like to take a crack at the Swedish title of the film?
Fuck no. I don't want to offend anyone that happens to be from that region, or any region, honestly.
Good call. No, I'm not going to say it either. But The Iceman, yes, the story of a caveman who is out for revenge. Revenge against other cavemen. Who have slaughtered his family in some kind of raid, I guess.
I fucking guess so.
And the movie's about, I'd say, a little under half an hour and a half. But that's kind of the whole premise. What'd you think?
The whole premise? That's it. That's it. Literally the whole movie. We're done with the review, guys. Let's go. it's just, again, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's one of those movies that's a very simple premise. And when you see the trailer, my first inaction, I thought this was going to be something like The Revenant, where feels very similar to The Revenant. It's like, hey, this guy is trying to get revenge because of some bullshit, and he has to find it. But with The Revenant, there was so much going on with either like with dialogue, but also with just sequences and events, like him fighting the bear, him riding on horseback, him trying to survive in the cold. Like, there was so much going on in The Revenant that it was always exciting, even if people weren't necessarily talking. This, it's like 15 minutes before anything even happens, and until then it's just people just walking, staring, and just that's it. And I was like, is there dialogue in this movie? I don't think there's a single written language or any sort of spoken language at all. By the way, in the over course of this entire movie, but it took me about 15 minutes. We're like, yeah, there's not a single line of dialogue at all. It's just grunts and screams the whole time. Because yeah, this is supposed to be like the first language. I'm like, that kind of makes sense, but. Oh, God, this movie's dull.
Yeah, and the first language does. I believe it's not ad-libbed grunts. I do think they were working off of some sort of script. The only reason I think that is whenever someone died, they would kind of gather around that corpse and say Bala over and over again. I'm not sure if Bala was their god or if Bala was just an expression of mourning or if Bala was a dance number you would do at a caveman funeral, but nobody remembered the steps, so they just said the words and hoped nobody noticed. In terms of comparing this to the Revenant, high bar, man. I mean, that had, doesn't the Revenant have like the best cinematographer working today backing it? So.
Okay, I'll give a better excuse that I don't think anyone's ever watched. Okay. Have you ever seen a movie called Valhalla Rising?
I have heard of this movie. I have not seen it.
It's a 2009 or 2004, I can't fucking remember, but it's Mad Mikkelsen, same director that did Drive and Only God Forgives. And a bunch of other Ryan Gosling stares at shit movies. And that movie is just, yeah, these people discover this new land, and then it's just a bunch of staring, and there's a fight every now and then, and that's kind of it. This is the same thing. This is just as boring and just as going on. But it's like, I compared to those movies because it's like, it's supposed to be, not even a cinematography movie, it's supposed to be a journey of like, hey, get from point A to point B over the course of these interesting events, but... And the reason I'm mad and just cussing every third word is because nothing pisses me off more than me being bored in a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't, like, oh, the only movie I watch are Fast and Furious and, you know, shit with, you know, and Marvel movies. Like, one of my favorite fucking movies of all time is Inception. That movie is amazing. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. I love a lot of what Christopher Nolan does. I think he's one of the best directors working today. And it's like, getting something that requires you to think, getting something that requires you to sit down and pay attention. I love those kinds of movies. We did a documentary the last week, and we've done a bunch of stuff there. It's like, I like when it's like, hey, tell me an interesting story. This is just a revenge story, and even then, it's like there's nothing that separates it outside of the fact that there's the all the language are random grunts. That random grunts is the only interesting thing about this movie, and even then it's not really that interesting.
Well, the revenge itself is awkward, to say the least, and I use that word a lot, awkward. I apologize, but it seems that all the characters are driven by hunger and sex. So him taking revenge at all, I guess you could contemplate as to why, like, maybe it was the movie presenting the first stages of an actual love or a union. Certainly the cavemen acted more like animals than the way we act today, or perhaps less. Anyway, I'm not sure why he even went on his revenge trek, like, oh, the woman I used to have sex with is no longer available for that. I assumed he was gonna go find another woman, but no, he was determined to kill the band of cavemen that wronged him. And in a world before right and wrong, that just seemed a little strange to me.
My that's not my issue. I get revenge. Revenge is a basic human instinct. Hey, this is your tribe they killed. My question is, how the fuck did he find them? Like, he's traveling across the world. How did you find these people?
Well, it could have been like just 2 miles down the road, right? I mean, he didn't walk far.
He traveled a long time. It takes an hour and 20 minutes to find him in an hour and a half movie.
Well, yeah, but how far can you walk in these conditions in an hour and a half? Not that far. And he took breaks.
But he's going up and down a mountain. He climbs an ice wall.
That was cool cinematic shots. And that, I thought, was also peculiar. Like, this raid on his tribe occurs, and then they leave, right? And then, you know, what was that raid for? I mean, just were they purging? Did they feel like killing that day, so they did? Like, what was the point of that?
I don't know, because I thought that there's some sort of shiny rock that he picks up at the end and takes with him, and I thought maybe that they came to steal that and just happened to kill everyone. I don't know, maybe they're just killing for just random bullshit, because, like, they end up like viscerously, like, harming and raping a woman. I'm like, well, maybe they just were bored. I don't fucking know. That's the thing. Like,
it could have been a boredom thing. Whatever this movie wanted to
do, I don't get.
No, Early Man certainly is a tough subject to tackle, so I can appreciate that. I'm disappointed there was no hunts, because I think that's the most interesting thing about... Well, no, I'm wrong. There was one hunt, but it was a hunt that you or I could even do right now if we felt like it, you know? There's no, like, woolly mammoths that are being taken down like usually occurs in these Early Men movies.
And yeah, maybe, like 10,000 BC.
Yeah, maybe that was a myth. Maybe the woolly mammoths didn't exist at the same time as men. Oh, okay. So yeah.
Yeah, we have a store, not a store, we have fossil records and all that stuff to know that they exist.
Oh, cool. Well, that just seems like a missed opportunity then. I think he goes out and kills a goat. And if this is the first film you've ever seen about Early Man, you'd think that the only creatures that exist during this time period were men, women, and goats. So that was kind of disappointing, I thought. In terms of revenge, you brought up The Revenant. My standard for the tale of revenge usually goes back to the works of Edmond Dantès and The Count of Monte Cristo. I think it falls very short on that. Though there is a brief glimmer of, and maybe this is me just projecting meaning into the film, a brief glimmer of, is what I'm doing right, you know, in his grumbly caveman language. And I think that's the most interesting part of revenge tales, is the moral ambiguity of it all. Did you get in any of that, or were you just too bored?
Nope. I don't even think, oh, did you get it? No, there's nothing to get here, man. This is just some dude going after revenge because he killed a bunch of his tribe. There's no nuance. There's no subtlety. Any subtlety that people think that they get from this movie is them projecting on it because they assume that there's supposed to be some subtlety. I don't know if this is considered an art movie, but this is one of my problems with art movies of people think because there's nothing there, I have to fill it in. It's like a coloring book. Like, oh, let me just fill in what should be there. It's like, no. It's just a dude that went on revenge because he got fucking killed. And the only interpretation you can get is their burying rituals, because even the people he kills himself, he still is like accustomed. So it's like, right. They're probably all the same country. So they all the same kind of belief system. So anytime someone dies, you have to kind of pray. So it's like, it's less more ambiguity and more of this is just the way things are. People will kill each other and the good people will at least try to bury them properly while the bad people don't give a fuck and burn them, whatever the hell. Because the Raiders, they just murdered everybody, who cares?
Yeah.
But every time that guy killed somebody, he went and tried his best to bury them, to basically say, okay, so he's still a good man. But that's it, though. Like, everything's surface level. Every single thing that it does is surface level. And I really think this was just the director going, look how interesting I can be. I can make an entire movie where no one talks. Like, yeah, you can also make an entire movie where I'm tuning the fuck out.
Well, they grunt and they say caveman words, but interestingly enough, nothing is subtitled either. So really, just the tone and performances have to carry the movie by themselves. I think that's why a lot of the actors are going over the top in their scenes. Do you agree with that? Like, there's a scene where the actors are about to engage in combat, so they scream at each other like, ah! When, you know, a more nuanced performance might have been, I have a spear, you have a spear, let's do this thing. You know, kind of like the way Luke meets Darth Vader in Empire, you know, they just turn the lightsabers on and go at it. But these guys were like,
There was a cool fight near the end.
There was.
It feels very realistically choreographed. I'm not going to sit there and say it was like Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker, because I'm not a crazy person.
No, I'm saying it wasn't that way. It was just kind of like, all right, we have to convey that we're angry at each other and we're going to fight. So they kind of screamed at each other for a bit. Maybe that was accurate, but how you can get historical accuracy from that far back is anyone's guess.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things where it's like, oh, man, because the movie starts out saying in 1991 they discovered some caveman dude, and they're like, oh, we thought it was a fisherman or something. And it's like, no, it was some guy from 5,000 years ago. Here's his story. More like, here's his fanfic.
Yeah,
this is just a fanfiction, because fuck you, you don't know the story.
Here's the fanfic from the scientist's daughter that wrote about the man that was found.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just one of those things where it's a very simple movie that I think they're just... It feels experimental in a sense, but...
Yeah.
I don't really believe that there's anything there. Like, even if the director says it, it's like there's a difference between you wanting to put a message in there and then you articulating enough nuance to put a message within it. That's my problem with overanalysts, where I honestly 100% do not believe that there's a single... Except for what we brought at the burials, that's the only ambiguity you can really get besides this. Is just a typical revenge story.
No, and it's a very typical, I agree with that. Now, I was wronged, I kill, and now I'm right. Thanks for watching. Oh, wait, I'm cold, I'm getting frozen. Thanks for watching. the way it was described by the IMDb page, where they found a man, you know, and he was frozen in ice. Who was he? We don't know. I really thought the film was going to be about that, like them discovering who this
person
was. That
would have been way cooler.
Yeah. So when we actually are blasted into the past and we see this story play out, maybe it's marketed the way it is for a reason, because I'm not sure how to market. What did it take, like 15 seconds to describe the whole film in pretty much all its detail? So, well, it was what it was, I suppose. Why don't we go into our final thoughts? I could start. Or you? Okay, let's see.
No, you go ahead.
Well, like I said, I enjoy a good revenge thriller. I like the moral ambiguity of a revenge thriller. There's not really any thrills in this so much as there is walking and grunting. The caveman foreplay I thought was hilarious, because, you know, that's kind of true to life now. Eh? Eh?
No.
No. Sorry. Oh, I'm just falling flat today. A lot like this film, but I'm kind of glad I watched it. You know, it's always fun to see something you've never really seen before. Not that that's high praise. You know, I haven't seen lots of stuff I'd rather avoid. When it comes to the caveman angle itself, this story really does fit in any time frame, I think. You know, there's nothing big or small about it. It just kind of is what it is. And then it's over. I'm going to give this 4 footsteps out of 10 up the icy mountain.
Oh, Lord. When you watch the trailer for Iceman, don't put the Iceman, because you're going to get a completely different movie. But when you look up the trailer for Iceman, it's showing off as trying to be like this weird kind of action movie. Most of that is in the last 10 minutes of this movie. So honestly, this is like, don't even bother watching this. If you want a better kind of almost caveman story, The Revenant's a way better movie that almost does the exact same thing. Or just go play Far Cry Primal, which is just playing the game.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting here. There's nothing really even to glean from it. And it's honestly not even worth your time. So I give it 2 incoherent gargles out of 10.
Bah, for the film. Now, you mentioned 2 Leonardo DiCaprio films that you loved in this review. Care to mention a third before we close out?
The Departed.
Yeah. And with that, we shall depart.